Right, it's 12:05 on 12/12/2018, and we'll call a special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Sugar Creek Township to order. The purpose of this special meeting is to review the fiscal analysis, which has been completed by the Auditor of State, Local Government Services Division. This fiscal analysis was based upon the five-year general fund projection, which the township submitted to the Auditor of State in September 2018. With that, I'll open the floor to general discussion. Thank you.
Do you have any press here? Any press?
No.
Because we usually give the press a copy. Okay, the township asked the Auditor of State's office to do a fiscal analysis to see where the township stands. We then did an analysis looking at the different conditions for fiscal watch or emergency. And as part of that analysis, there is a forecast. And by state law, we have to go over it with the government itself. And we're going to answer any questions that you might have pertaining to the forecast. This is very informal. Please ask us anything you have along the way. Tish is going to go through and talk about the different revenue items, what makes it up, and the different expenditure items. It's strictly for the general fund, because that's the fund that would be in jeopardy for any financial issues, because they're the one, that's the fund that bails everything out. So I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. So I'm going to, before we get started, I'm going to hand Anita the rep letter that once we're done, this is just a rep letter we need signed, you can read it, basically saying that we were here, we did what we were supposed to do, you know, we interacted, and just saying that I need the signatures.
Thanks. Usually, what we recommend is if you pull it apart and put like the numbers to one side and the assumptions to the right, since they tend to go hand in hand. As you'll see on the forecast, there are 2 years of actual, 16 and 17, and then with 2018 being forecasted. Going down the left-hand side, you can see it starts with all the revenues, then the expenditures, and then it comes down to what the estimated ending cash would be at the end of 18. So if we could turn to I guess we'll just do the assumptions. We start with a description of the township, then the assumptions talk a little bit about the presentation of the forecast, some basis of accounting, and then the fund accounting, just to kind of give some background as to how the government is set up. On A7, just some generic fund type definitions, what a general fund is, what special revenue funds are, debt service, capital projects. And this is all just standard language in every forecast that's done. Then there's a brief discussion on the budgetary process and estimated resources and appropriations. Again, just the generic language so that people can understand that there is a budget that the township has to follow as well. And that gets us to note 5 on A8. And the first item under the revenues would be property taxes. As you can see, the forecast has $56,658 forecasted in 2018 for property taxes. This is based off of the county auditor's settlements. Since actuals were done, just actual settlements were used for that forecasted amount. Keep in mind, this is only property taxes. Any homestead and rollback that the township receives is not in this line. So if it looks lower than what you're thinking, it's because homestead and rollback is in intergovernmental revenue, which is the very next line. Then the assumptions present the assessed values for the township as well as the voted and inside millage for the levies that the property taxes are collected on. The next revenue is intergovernmental revenue, and that's where the local government monies are recorded, your homestead and rollback, and this township gets a small cigarette tax that comes through the county as well. And that is all in this line, and you can see it is forecasted to be $44,355. And again, everything is based on information provided by the county auditor's office. Charges for services. There was a $200 charge for service in 17, and that was when the township charged for an opening and closing of a grave, so that's not forecasted to reoccur in 18. Fines and licenses and permits, that's from the franchise fees you receive from cable utilities. I don't think I'm telling you guys anything new, right? It's like, we're all good? Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not like throwing some zingers out at you as well. So you're like, oh, I never knew I got that. And again, that's based on the receipts the township has received to date and then projected out to the end of the year. Investment income is the next, and that's just based on the interest you've received to date. And then again, projected out for the 12 months. Donations, based on actual revenues received to date, because donations vary, we don't like to predict that someone is going to donate to the township. Miscellaneous grants, in 2017, the township received a civic grant from First Energy, and that's not forecasted to reoccur in 18. The rentals is the cell tower lease payments that you get from CCATT Holdings, or CCAT, I guess is how you pronounce it. And when I counted all the receipts in 17, the township only received 11 payments. So the forecast is forecasting receiving 13 payments in 18. And that's the reason for that increase. And other revenue, mainly various refunds and reimbursements, but the biggest increase in 18 has to do with the partial payment from the initial buyout from the East Wayne Fire District. That makes up about $51,698 of the forecasted number.
And the forecasted number, Tisha, is 52,625, right? That's
correct. Okay. That's the forecasted number. And that brings us to a total forecasted revenues of $195,385.
May I make one suggested correction?
Of course.
To paragraph I, other, third sentence. During 2017, the township withdrew from the East Wayne Fire District effective January 1, should be 2017 rather than 18.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And that probably then should say during 2016, the township withdrew from the East Wayne Fire District.
I remember the conversation. It was effective 1-1, but I got my years wrong. Yeah.
It's
what were you saying, Mitch? It, after the
in that same paragraph that Scott pointed out, it should say during 2016, the township withdrew from the East Wayne Fire District, and as Scott said, effective January 1 of 2017.
Make that change. Thank you.
It's a small detail.
No, that's important.
Okay, that takes us to the expenditure side of the equation. The And we're just going to go through the objects. There are some different programs, general government, administration, the town hall, memorial buildings and grounds, public safety and health. But we're just going to do the personal services, employee benefits, and contractual, so just like the objects. At least in the general fund, personal services encompasses the fiscal officer's salary as well as a portion of the three trustees. I know the township has other employees, but they are paid from other funds, so the assumptions do not address them, nor are they in the forecast. And this is the personal services is based on what has been paid out to date and then projected to the end of the year.
And when you say project, did you just straight line annualize that? So like if you did use 10 months of salaries divided by 10 times 12, I mean, because it does change, I think what, November and December was heavier, where our township trustee salaries for us was more from the general fund than it had been earlier in the year.
Yeah, because I know Anita's salary is pretty flat.
Mine's the same.
So yeah. Hers is
but
like
all the
no
rest
problem.
Of,
yeah. Can fluctuate.
Yeah, I think I had 2 months. I think I had July and August. I had to come up with a monthly average type of a thing and then projected it out. So that would not be.
So it would have been basically taking the first 8 months and then taking them all. Okay. Annualizing it. Okay.
Do you think that's good?
It's not going to be a huge difference, but the expenditures would be
more. It might
more
be a little bit.
The,
I would think the proportion, a couple thousand,
even in August, the proportion would have been skewed more towards general fund than 50-50. So it should be great. This projection should be greater than 50-50 split between road and bridge and general.
Yeah,
I would think so.
So do you want us to make it more general for the last?
Well, we would have to go off of actual data, not just a guesstimate.
Which we'd have 11-12 of that now.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be material for how, what we're looking at.
Okay.
The next line, object code is fringe benefits, and that includes paying into OPERS, workers' comp, Medicare, and the health care coverage. And that's just based off of OPERS is 14% of the personal services, Medicare 1.45, workers' comp is, I believe I had an estimate from the prior year. And then the health care, I just took an average of what was spent to date and projected that one out as well. Contractual services, that includes all your utilities.
Wait, I, just reading in that paragraph B, health insurance costs are forecasted to decrease in 2018. Based on the current premium rate? Is that for real?
I think it has to do with the allocation.
Okay.
So let me double check that.
Because, I mean, I watch the headlines and that's hard to believe that health insurance costs are forecast down.
I think it has to do with your health care follows where you work. And I think that's why it's going down. So
okay.
Let me double check that. That could be an exigency on my part. So some of it goes to street.
Mm-hmm.
It follows their salary.
All right.
And then the contractual services, again, it includes your utilities, legal fees, the auditor and treasurer fees, any accounting and auditing services, any advertising that you would do for meetings. And it's based upon what's been spent to date and then projected out to the end of the year.
I just thought of something to back up to what Scott said. You know, this is the first year where everybody's contributed 20% of the cost of the insurance. So is that number net-net? I mean, did you look at it that we never contributed to paying for our health insurance premiums before. Whereas this year, we're paying either elected officials if we take the insurance or employees, they pay 20% of that. Did that, maybe that's why it decreased.
Yeah, that's possible.
Whenever, when you record the health insurance in UAN and they've contributed 20%, are you reflecting that 20% as revenue and then the full payment to health insurance? Or
it's,
are you reflecting the net as health insurance expense?
It's the net now. It probably wasn't when you got it because it was included in, it was included in health insurance. The gross was included in health insurance. Is that right?
Because I didn't see any health insurance revenue coming in.
Yeah. Because it was like 2 months ago that I had to go back and make some changes because I think I had mentioned to you guys that it wasn't automatically going to, like the withholdings weren't offsetting the wages or weren't offsetting the health insurance.
I recall
and
you
the
that.
Gross wages were not quite high enough. So I had to go back and gross it up.
Okay.
So probably when we did this, it wasn't, I mean, it was all in there, but it might have not been in the right category.
Okay, because, yeah, I didn't.
It was probably in health insurance versus wages.
Yeah, because in a perfect theory world, when an employee contributes a percentage of health care, the entity would record a miscellaneous revenue and then write the full amount of the check as health care to the provider. And I didn't see any revenue being booked. So you would expense it, so payroll would be at gross. The portion, the 20% that goes to health care would be booked as revenue, and then the check to the provider would be at the full amount of the.
So it's booked as miscellaneous revenue.
Right.
The contribution.
It comes out of personal services, takes a little vacation and miscellaneous revenue, and then proceeds on to the provider.
I like that.
So maybe we need to double check it.
Based on the only thing I have for, I just have this split. I don't know how that calculation is or how it tied back.
Yeah, I'll probably have to show you that because I did have to go through, but I don't think it was recorded in miscellaneous revenue. I think I just grossed up wages to include the full amount, which at that, and prior to that, they were at the lesser amount.
Okay.
The health insurance was overstated and the wages were understated. So in total, they were right.
So you're saying healthcare was overstated?
I think it was probably overstated and healthcare was over.
On the expense side.
On the expense side,
yeah.
So when you get to the total administration summary, that number's not going to change.
Right, the total will not change.
Yeah.
It's just where it was.
To the allocation.
Yeah. Because I don't like where how UAN does it. I would like a balance sheet.
Okay. Supplies and materials?
Contractual services.
Oh, we're still not done with that. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Sorry. I just remember hearing what was
since
it.
We sent this projected down to you, we have. I saw it was mentioned $61,000 on the projected future that we sent down to him for legal services. Does this $90,000 reflect that $61,000 into it
The,
for legal services?
The $90,000 reflects what has been paid to date and then an estimate as to what the township will pay to the end of the year.
Okay, I was going to say we are up to $61,000 on the legal fees. As
actual.
Mm-hmm.
61.
We appropriated 41 and then we increased it and then we gave them an extra 20, so that takes it to 61,000.
I don't think it includes the full 61,
so we'll have to check on the papers. That's why we go over it, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, I think as of September, you guys were not at 61,000.
Right. There's been an additional 33,500 given.
Yeah, and I don't think the estimate quite took it to 61.
if you've already spent 61 so far within the next 2 weeks, are you forecasting cutting another check?
We're going to try to give some more.
Do you know approximately how much?
I don't, not yet. Yeah, I need to.
Could you maybe email me?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. The biggest decrease, the biggest change in contractual services is the payment for fire protection. In 18, that is forecasted to occur out of the new fire and EMS property tax levy fund. Supplies and materials, overall, there's very little change from the prior year, and that's just basically based on information to date and then forecasted out. Other expenditures, again, very little change, and that's just any expenditure that doesn't fit into another category, and it's very small. That brings us on the forecast to what I believe Nita's favorite line is, and that is the excess of revenues over and under expenditures. As you can see in 2018, based on this current forecast, expenditures are coming in under revenues by $12,989. When that is added to the beginning cash balance of $9,313, that turns into an ending estimated forecasted balance, positive balance of $22,302.
Which, it, depending, especially on the legal side here, we're going to have a change in how much we lose. That's going to change that number.
Correct. Yeah. And we're going to re-examine health care, too.
Yeah.
The health care and the personal services. Yep. Correct. Continuing through the assumptions, you can see note 7. The first part talks briefly regarding the litigation the township currently has with the area fire district.
Just one suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a little more specific and would say joint fire district.
Oh, okay. If you gentlemen and ladies, if you could please read this through,
mm-hmm.
take a couple minutes, please. And again, thank you, Mitch, for that.
I guess in that section, I would suggest as well that it might be semantics, but words mean something.
Okay.
I would say that the township is a defendant in the very first. We are defending.
Second sentence. Second sentence, you say?
Well, I was just thinking, it's okay, I guess, in the first sentence that we're a party, but we are a defendant in the litigation.
So where we say the township is a defendant?
We could do that in the first.
In litigation?
Yeah, either somewhere that, if you want to put it in the first one, you know, the township is a defendant in legal, current legal proceeding, or if you want to put defendant in the second sentence,
right.
I would just like it to be noted that, you know, we are a defendant.
Is that your only legal proceeding going on right now?
As of the moment, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could change in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Likely will change.
Is it okay if we leave the first sentence as is? Because that's kind of
our
standard.
Yeah.
And then in the next one is a defendant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you typically don't put the case number within the.
We don't. Went back and forth with our chief legal counsel 2 and 3 times to get the right wording. So this is what we ended up with when all was said and done. There were different versions. And this is kind of what he said. I mean, I could ask.
Okay.
If case number, if you want it. But again, it's got to go, his name's Mark Altier. It's got to go through Mark and make sure he's okay.
Okay.
I can do that if you'd like, and we can.
The only thing, when we sent this to you, we were still in mediation. Since then, mediation has stopped. They did give us a final proposal. Is that something you guys would be willing to look at to see if we'd been financially stable, if we had accepted that proposal or not?
I don't. Is it still in the courts, though? Are we still waiting? Because
mediation is over with. This was a final proposal.
Okay. Has the township accepted it?
No.
No. So I think the fact that it's still in the appellate court is kind of where we are.
Okay.
I think that's their answer. It's based on what we know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I think what you get into, John, is the other issue is there were proposals on both sides.
Correct.
You know, and what are you going to do? You're going to put both proposals, and mediation is confidential to the parties that were involved in that, so.
Whenever you guys are ready to move on.
I'm just trying to read this last sentence here. What do you think of that last sentence, Scott? I'm sorry.
Remembering things I don't want to forget. The township management is of the opinion that the ultimate disposition of these claims and legal proceedings will have a material effect on the financial condition of the township. As a general statement, I agree with that.
What I'm struggling with here is the gravity.
Okay.
If, you know, when I look at this, from an accounting standpoint, if we look at what our potential liability is, that was $791,000. You know, it's asking, you know, the township management. So it's asking what the board thinks of this. And I can, I mean, for myself, and the others can speak, but if that, you know, from a financial standpoint, if the trial court decision is upheld, I certainly agree that it's material, but I don't know that that properly assesses the severity of how material it is.
Okay.
Because as we're going through this process, we're talking about if we're under financial caution or watch.
Mm-hmm.
I can, with high degree of confidence, say if that trial court ruling is upheld and then this court, that it comes down, we'll be worse. We will be in a financial emergency very quickly. And I know that's what I struggle with.
Okay. Would you like a different adjective? Would you like me to suggest a different? I don't know. I can only throw it out there.
Well, I'm sure that this is the sort of thing that these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is 5.5 lines.
It's usually 2.
And I am sure that there was probably a lot of time with legal discussion.
There was.
Because this has been going on since 2016. That's what I struggle with. Because
sure.
if I'm on a board and I know what the impact of this is, and you know, and how many thousands of annual reports I've read over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the statement. Usually it's a standard clause that, you know, the company or whatever it is in the process of litigation, but it's not expected to have a material
mm-hmm.
impact.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever read one that said it was of a material impact. Have you, Anita, ever seen an annual report?
Not very often, no. I don't think I ever have.
Recall one. I mean, and that's why it's so different. It's worse than a material.
I understand.
And the adjective? Yeah.
I just, well, one we could put in the report, an adjective. I'm sure you can think of lots of adjectives.
A lot of history here.
Because as I see this, this number, this is not taking into effect the final outcome.
Yeah, because we don't know.
Right.
That was the opinion of the office. We had to, it's a contingent liability, it's not settled.
But this is a footnote to that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if the appellate court upholds the trial court opinion, then I think 791 is the gross. We'll have paid, let's say by the end of 2019.
Paid 70.
We'll have paid 105 by the end of 2019.
Got it. Another.
So 686, and we'll, under, technically under that contract, we'd have another 2 years to pay off that 686. Although at that point you're beyond an installment plan. I mean, you're. So yeah, I think there is at that point in time going to be, if that occurs, how do we cover the 686? Is it a, you know, what at that point, what does the township do? And then that's where Local Government Services Division is going to be hand in hand with us walking through that.
Part of it's your fire and EMS levy fund, so.
Part of 686 is fire and EMS for 3 years.
Yeah.
It should be 150. So.
I mean, I guess when I look at
450 of that 686 is going to come from fire and EMS.
Yeah, we're still underwater.
But that's really irrelevant, because what we're talking about is the general fund, and what's the liability on the general fund? You know, so when this contract was written, it was $70,000 a year, and I don't know who would have sat at a table that would have had any basic financial knowledge, would have looked at this and said, we can do that. I mean, in 2015, if I would look at that and I'd say, okay, here's the potential liability, 70 plus all the levy fees. Take levy fees out of the picture, because that's new money coming in. Okay, it all goes away somewhere else. But the 70,000 that has to come out of the general fund, you can look at it on that day and say, I mean, I could have somebody with one semester of accounting, and I can show them, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to fly. So that's.
Remember when we were here a couple of years ago, we were looking, and that's what was happening to your general fund. That 70 was hitting.
Yeah, the 70 was hitting, but at the same time, we didn't have the legal fees that we currently have, too. And there was a point where they could have done mediation that wasn't attempted with East Wayne. They went straight to the into the court system. So they used lawyers to draw up a saying that a contract is null and void, and then East Wayne said, well, we still think it is, and here we are today in the 9th District Appeal Court. So that happened back in 2016. So instead of trying to mediate or saying, hey, we can't afford the 70,000, can we rework this? That was not done. It was gone straight to the point of, we don't agree with this contract, and so we're out of it. They had used Brochus and Griggs to do that. Here we are today in the 9th District.
But I almost hear you, John, blaming the township for that.
I would think that if they would have reached out to East Wayne, maybe this thing would be different. Previous trustees, I think, could have done some things differently that would have made life better for the township and its general fund.
And I realize you don't have the financial background that maybe the rest of us do, but I'll walk you through without any legal fees. Are you telling me that the township should have signed that a five-year agreement for $70,000 per year plus all the levy proceeds? Could we afford it at that date?
The first year, potentially. I don't remember what the carryover was on that first year. After that, then probably absolutely not. We probably had to renegotiate that. It's not attempted.
So in other words, what you're saying is we should have taken the position to go ahead and give in and then beg for mercy in a contract that we couldn't afford.
I would have said that you should have sat down, the previous trustee should have sat down and tried to work with you. Done our homework, presented our budget like Local Government Services had, and said, we can't afford this. How can we work this thing out?
So it's all based upon the previous trustees of this township board and not of the fire district that brought a contract to the township board, which our attorney said, you need to change this, 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 and this. We had two trustees that ignored that, of what was told to be done to that contract. Because I'm not so sure that those trustees don't have a personal, I mean, I don't know where this thing's going, but if you're starting to take a position that somebody's gotta pay the piper.
Yeah, we are, where we're at right now, we owe a lot of money to the lawyers. We have to face that.
We owe a lot more money to the joint fire district. And that's where I'm a little concerned in this paragraph, is if I would, you know, you look in here what legal fees are. I would ask, why in the world does somebody spend six figures in legal fees on a lawsuit? And that's when I don't see what the potential liability is. You know, because how many times in business have we been involved in where there was potential litigation and you say, okay, what's it gonna cost me versus what I'm gonna save? If I'm gonna spend $100,000 in legal fees for a $50,000 bridge, is it worth that? No. But if I'm gonna spend $100,000 potentially to save $791,000 and our township going into a fiscal emergency, I think it's almost like the decision that we had to make.
We're almost at $200,000 an hour. You know, put it like traders, 30-some thousand from last year, and 30-some from Burgess and Greg in 2016.
So it's racking up.
We're almost hitting close to $200,000.
It's not getting any.
Nobody at this table signed the 2014 joint amended agreement that put us into the fire district. Nobody at this table signed the 2015 agreement that put us into this penalty clause agreement. Nobody at this table signed the agreement to withdraw from the township.
From the fire district.
From the fire district. So, I mean, we're dealing with people who have made decisions. You can question the wisdom or transparency of the decisions. Here we are today. We've got a potential $791 gross penalty that we're operating under, and we're trying to reflect that in our forecast. I think going forward, if we prepared another forecast for 2019, we would see more appropriations towards legal because we're continuing to defend ourselves. You know, there's probably other alternatives where we go back and we say, if we tear that 2015 agreement up, the township will agree to tear up the appeal, and we dust our hands off and we shake hands and we start over. And I don't think anybody would doubt that that's the right way to proceed and stop spending money on all the legal. And I think that's probably plan A.
I agree with that.
So it's probably incumbent on us as township trustees to get that ball rolling. But, you know, it's a contingency. I think you used the analogy a couple meetings ago where everybody's standing around in a Mexican standoff. We got guns pointed at each other's heads.
I understand.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know,
hey, this little vigil going on with you guys.
I'm a product of the 20th century.
Getting out that, oh, yeah, the trustees are standing with guns to each other.
Yeah, okay. It's
we don't need that.
No, that's not it. But, you know, we both need to stand down at the same time. And if we did that, I think that would be tremendous. Who takes that first step? Maybe it starts here.
Yeah, because the status right now is...
Then we wouldn't have to change our adjective.
Yeah. We don't worry about adjectives.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have 10 days now, actually 9, I guess, to file our reply in the appellate court, which would be due, December 20th or 21st. But basically, and I guess we could, I don't want to beat this paragraph to death, but what we're showing on the forecast here is we are showing a positive number.
We are.
And we are just showing that for 1 year.
Correct.
We had submitted a five-year forecast, and I think by law you do just one.
We have to do one, yes.
Which, from a finance standpoint, I'm not a fan of.
Well, we have to change the code. We can talk to our legislators about that. More work, huh? I mean, whoo.
And I guess this will change quickly, depending on what the appellate courts. And then, depending on what the appellate court rules, there could be an appeal that would potentially go to the Supreme Court.
I would think the amount of time we spend on determining what the adjective is there is directly proportional to how are we going to use this review from local government services going forward. What is the, what's the purpose? What's the next step? Or how is this a tool for the next step?
Well, this is part of a full analysis, okay? The first part of the analysis, we have to look at the conditions of what would put a government in fiscal distress. We did the analysis based on your current conditions and your current situation. We did it as of year end, and we have to do it as of year end. The most current year end was 17. The township didn't fall into anything. And based on where you are right now and what we see, probably not at the end of 18 either. So then the next time to revisit it would be at the end of 19. And hopefully by then we'd have answers. Once we go away, we look at this other stuff, we see what our bottom line is, we'll let you know what it is when we tweak it. It's already been looked at in Columbus. We wouldn't come here unless they blessed it. It goes then submitted. It's called Clerk of the Bureau in our office. That's where we submit reports. It's got to be in a queue for like 2 weeks before it would be released. Then it'll be out on our website, and you'll all get copies of the full report. And then this would be something that you could have and show to whomever, look, this is where we are, this is where we stand, and then it would show whoever wanted to look at it. You add more expense, you're tanking.
So if you go back, review, tweak, based on the legal fee increase that's not reflected in here, and we're underwater, instead of 22,302, we're negative one.
Depends how deep underwater.
Okay.
If it's negative $10,000, probably not.
Okay.
Because what we would do is, the code is very specific, so we would look at probably fiscal watch at that point.
Okay.
The only way you can go in fiscal anything with the forecast is fiscal watch. You can't go into fiscal emergency with the forecast.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
So we would look and see what that deficit was.
Right.
And we would divide that deficit number by that 149,017, the prior year revenues.
Yeah.
If it was 1/12 of those of that amount, then it would be fiscal watch.
Okay.
Anything lower, no. They might do caution, right, if there's a deficit. The auditor might say, you know what, there's a deficit, needs to be monitored, we put you in caution.
So for negative 12.5, which is 34.8 from where we are today, then we go in fiscal watch.
You got it.
And this states that increase in legal fees was 43,606.
From the prior year.
From the prior year. If we're up another 20, then we're still, as long as we're not up another 34.5-ish, 34.8.
Very good, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because the carryover, you know, if we have a statement with the attorney, whatever that is going to, is that going to count as a payable at that point against?
We look at, again, code's real specific, has to be so many days at year end, so many days late at year end, and that would be a payable, and that would be used in the calculation. I said there's calculations you're going to see for the conditions.
Okay.
And one of them is accounts payable. So it depends how large that payable is.
And it ages that payable. Okay.
So can we provide you an end of November type of update of where we're at now?
Sure.
And we can plug those in and
Absolutely.
That'll make that the most accurate, is it? I'm just suggesting I'm not.
Yeah, if you can get me your legal fees. If I was in front of my computer, I could tell you the name of the report, but the one where it details all the legal fees that have been paid,
mm-hmm.
and then a summary of what is still owed. And then if I could also have the trustees' salaries for September, October, November, and I guess the first pay in December, as well as the health care that's been paid. Did you go back, Anita, and retroactively move at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could I have an appropriation status then as of November 30th?
I don't want to underplay your opinion on material effect or detrimental effect as a which adjective do we choose. To me, it's more the outcome. If we're not in fiscal watch,
yep.
then that adjective is irrelevant. If we are in fiscal watch, then that adjective is not as relevant as fiscal watch.
Gotcha.
To me, that's my opinion. You've expressed your opinion.
But I would think that, I mean, it's all based on the trial court or the appellate court.
Right.
Because
right.
if the appellate court overturns the decision,
that yeah,
we're going toast.
Mm-hmm. Unless the other side would want it elevated.
Right.
Or,
and
okay.
then they're going
I just
to appeal.
Want to make sure I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because I think it kind of comes down to we're not even in fiscal caution. I don't see 11, 12. I mean,
no.
We're not even in fiscal caution.
No.
If the appellate court rules in our favor, but if the appellate court, yeah, then we're worse.
I'll risk looking like an idiot. So is fiscal watch the first?
Caution's first.
So, but you can't go beyond the first year. You can't go beyond fiscal watch. Am I understanding that correctly?
We take a step back.
Yeah.
We look at it at year end. So you've got the year end, it is what it is. It'd be 12/31/17, 12/31/18, and so on. We would do the analysis as of that date. The least severe would be caution, watch, emergency.
Right.
Okay. If you go into caution, the next step is to come up with a recovery plan. What are we going to do to make more revenue or reduce expenditures? If the township cannot come up with a recovery plan within the allotted time, the state auditor could elevate you to fiscal watch.
Okay.
So it could elevate itself if once you're in, we're not following the rules.
Got
that
it.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Watch, kind of same thing. We have to come up with a plan regardless. We have to come up with a way to get out of it. So.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, we're going to have these. This would be updated with some different numbers, more recent
yep.
numbers.
Yep. Once we talk to Anita and get that information, we'll do it quickly.
Okay.
And this will be because we want this out the door so you can have it. Okay.
Any more to your presentation or?
No, unless you care that you also receive grants.
I saw that, yeah. We
and you have encumbrances, or what encumbrances are. But this township has closed them out at year end, so that's why the encumbrance line is zero.
Okay.
And then that officially concludes it.
Mitch, John, Anita, any additional discussion points? questions back to our representatives?
Do we sign this now, or do we wait then, or?
Please sign it. That's just basically saying we were here. Feel free to read it.
Receipt of.
Yeah.
You did your job. Go back to your boss.
There is, it does say that it has to be.
You got it.
Approved.
All right.
100%, I think.
Applebee's, Panera sounds good right now. Bowl of soup.
Yes, sir.
Then I will move that the trustees approve this, approve and sign this letter from the Local Government Services Division, stating that we've received this presentation today. If I may have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. All in favor of approving this motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstentions? None. So that passes unanimously, and we need to sign. I don't have a pen. I need to borrow a pen. I have a motion to borrow a pen. Errol, hang on.
We have.
I have stuff for you if you want to wait. And I have your 30 cents.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that our receipt?
That's the first half of the letter. It's a two-pager.
Gotcha.
Feel free. If we can make copies, I can even move your copies tonight.
Thank you very much for explaining this with us today.
Thanks for meeting with us at a good hour. We're on our way to Columbus, so this worked out perfectly.
All right.
And you know how you're gonna get to Columbus, right?
How my car tells me. I think I'm going back to 30, right?
Yeah, 30 to 71 is your best bet.
Okay, I need to stop.
If it takes you the back ways down to Newark and everything, you're not gonna.
Okay.
We have to go to Newark for foster kids, and it's not a fun trip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's windy. Kids get in car sick.
Oh, that's horrifying.
I move that we adjourn our meeting at 12:56. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
Abstentions or nays to that? There are none. It's unanimous. We're out of here. Thank you.
This is a beautiful.